Welcome to Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio.
Hi, this is Mark Larez Casanova from the Utah Master Naturalist Program at Utah State University Extension. Warm springtime weather brings clear trails up in the mountains, and hiking through the shade of Douglas fir on a warm weekend day had me wondering about Utah's national forests and how they came to be. Back in the days of the early pioneers, Utah's mountains were recognized as resources for survival, providing clean water for drinking and irrigation, and lumber for building homes. The high mountain pastures were also valuable summer forage for livestock. In the late 1840s, Parley Pratt declared, "The supply of pasture for grazing animals is without limit in every direction. Millions of people could live in these countries and raise cattle and sheep to any amount." Many settlers shared this view, and unmanaged grazing resulted in deteriorated rangelands in just 20 to 30 years. By 1860, some Utah towns were experiencing regular flooding and heavy erosion due to insufficient vegetation to stabilize the soil. Unregulated timber harvesting during the same period also contributed to these conditions. In 1881, the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Division of Forestry, later renamed Forest Service, was established, and its first job was to gather information about the condition of the nation's forests. In 1902, Albert F. Potter, who was the Inspector of Grazing for the General Land Office, conducted a survey of potential forest reserves in Utah. Potter stated that the ranges of the state have suffered from a serious drought for several years past, and this, in addition to the very large number of livestock, especially of sheep, has caused the summer range to be left in a very barren condition. The demand for lumber and wool during the First World War again led to increased timber harvesting and grazing on our forests. During the Great Depression of the 1930s, Franklin D. Roosevelt established the Civilian Conservation Corps to help implement conservation projects across the country. The CCC was fundamental in reforesting much of the Wasatch and Uinta mountain ranges, planting over 3 million trees in 9 years. Utah's forest reserves were created in the years soon after Albert Potter's surveys and were gradually combined into Utah's 7 national forests that now cover approximately 10.5 million acres, or about 20% of the state. Grazing and timber harvesting still occur on much of Utah's national forests, but our practices are supported by scientific research and over a century of experience, ensuring more sustainable multiple use and management of our forests today. For Wild About Utah, I'm Mark Larez Casanova.
Wild About Utah is a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio. For transcripts and archived audio of Wild About Utah, go online to upr.org and click on the Wild About Utah link. Support for Wild About Utah comes from the College of Natural Resources at Utah State University. Information is at cnr.usu.edu.